transgender Marvel actor, MCU's LGBTQ representation is not good enough. By Warner Todd Houston on October 23, 2022. Spider-Man, Far From Home actor Zach Braff, who is transgender, is taking aim at Disney, saying the Hollywood studio is not doing enough to champion LGBTQ roles in the comic book-based films and TV shows. Braff became the first openly transgender actor to be featured in a Marvel film, portraying Zach in the 2019 film starring Tim Holland as Spider-Man. But even though the Marvel Cinematic Universe, MCU, has debuted a growing list of gay characters, Braff says that the studio has not done enough for the gay community. "It's not good enough," Braff said in an interview with Digital Spy. "On some fundamental level, even seeing Batgirl shelved, which is not Marvel, it all boils down to what we value, which is not femininity. That's where hating trans people, in a lot of ways, comes from, that we don't want people to act less than what we see, which is often masculinity," Braff exclaimed. "Which is why it's a lot less dangerous to be a trans guy than it is to be a trans girl or a trans feminine person. So that's one of the reasons it's harmful. But then more directly, yeah, just make the character trans, and face the consequences," Braff said. "Be brave. Do something in the world, so that when you die, you're like, 'I'm glad I tried that,' laughs, and don't regret not doing it." Braff also insisted that he has had trouble dealing with people who are more focused on the ticket sales than on pushing the queer agenda, and that those people don't understand how the agenda could help change American culture. And because of that, Braff insisted that everyone needs to push the LGBTQ agenda. "I don't know how to tell someone to care, but they should," Braff said. "It's the right thing to do. And it matters. It matters more than anything. Be a human being, and look out for other human beings. It's all we have. You know, we can't afford to not be on the same team at this point." Marvel and Disney have been shoehorning the LGBTQ agenda into the studio's presentations more and more. Victoria Alonso, who was recently promoted as the president of physical, post-production, VFX and animation in May, apologized last year for not doing right by transgender actor Rainn Valdez. But in 2019, Alonso also claimed that she intended to help make the MCU diverse and inclusive. "I can tell you we are actively working on making our universe as diverse and inclusive as we can. Be patient with us. We have a lot coming in the future," she said at the time. MCU boss Kevin Feige has also been seen pushing the LGBTQ agenda in the superhero films. In 2019, Feige promised to introduce a transgender character to the MCU. That addition turned out to be Braff. The studio has also included gay characters in a list of projects going back to 2019, including The Avengers, Endgame, Loki, Eternals, Moon Knight, Thor, Love and Thunder, and even the upcoming Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.